It has been the gardener's dilemma with some of the strange weather we've had of late. Warm one day, cold the next night, rain, and then no rain. What do you do with your tomato plants? We had some really warm weather, especially last weekend. I know so many people were itching to get their tomato plants in the ground. I resisted. I don't know whether I did the right thing. Mike McGrath, our WTOP garden editor, is here with us this morning. Did I do the right thing by holding off?
You did exactly the right thing. People who rush, and come on, the spring fever this year, hospitals were opening new emergency rooms to treat people with spring fever. It was insane. But the thing to do was go to a ball game, go out for a walk, go in the park, look at the calendar. You don't put tropical plants in the ground in April unless you live in North Carolina or Georgia. When you resisted, right after you resisted, it dropped down into the 30s, right?
It
over
sure
the
did.
Next
yeah.
couple of nights. Gives the plants a shock that they can't take. Your tomatoes would have been the last to come in compared to a coward who waited till May 15th.
So what is the May 15th is the go
May
date here?
May 15th is a good cowardly date for our area. By then, if it gets cold, it wasn't your fault. But I tell people, wait till the calendar changes to May and then look at the 10-day forecast. Don't look at the top numbers. Look at the bottom numbers. Daytime highs don't count, just nighttime lows. And as soon as you see nothing but 50s or like almost a 50, like 48, 49,
right,
for 10 days in a row and you're in May, by then you should be all right.
Any simple trick to keep in mind so that the productivity in our gardens this summer is better than we've seen before?
Plant in the evening and not in the morning.
Why is that?
Because we're getting these 80, 90 degree days coming up. People go to the garden center. They have the plants in the house. Oh, first thing in the morning, let's get the plants in the ground.
Right.
And then they're on like mercury. Then it's like 90 degrees, blazing sun. The poor plant goes through triple transplant shock. Plant in the evening as the sun's going down. Plant gets acclimated, pulls its covers up, has some warm milk, goes to bed, wakes up in the morning, has a little dew. By the time the sun hits it, it's acclimated. It lives there. You can gain about 2 weeks worth of growth and health on a plant by planting in the evening and not in the morning.
Amazing.
We touched on this a little bit on Friday. Trimming trees, pruning bushes, things like that. Now is the right time for that?
Spring bloomers, azaleas, rhododendrons, forsythia, some of our most popular plants. Soon as they're done blooming, that is the perfect time. Even if you don't want to reduce their size, take off all the old flower heads. Do a little like people who get haircuts every 3 days. Just take a little bit off that. But if you really want to reshape the plant, this is the time when you can take up to a third off your azaleas, wow, rhododendrons, and forsythia. You can cut those babies back to a stump and they'll just enjoy it.
Mike McGrath, our WTOP garden editor, he's back with us Friday morning at 8:50. Thanks, Mike.